Haiti continues to face heartache, horror, and hope. Plans emerge to encourage Iraq's believers, and summer camp is in session across the former Soviet Union. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Haiti has been all but forgotten. In Haiti, emergency relief is part of redevelopment, which includes rebuilding schools. Michigan-based Worldwide Christian Schools works with CRESH, a network of Christian schools in Haiti. Worldwide's Steve Goering says it's hard to know how many of their children died in the quake.
It was quite often to see a 10 to 20% decrease in the number of students that came back to school. Everyone wants to hope that they're in the countryside. The fact of the matter is, many of those may not be coming back at all.
CRESH Trauma Counseling has seen many turn to Christ. Now Goering is asking you to pray for school leaders.
There's just great pain to know that so many children have died in their schools. They need our support financially. They need us to come in there alongside them. But they also need our prayers that God will help them through this trauma.
Worldwide is recruiting construction teams to help rebuild the schools. Go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up. Next, in the months following Haiti's earthquake, people have forgotten the scope of the devastation. Max Lang of Child Care Worldwide says this is because nothing has changed. Yet the need persists.
Things haven't changed. They haven't gotten any better. They're remaining the same, and people are in tragic need in Haiti.
Like thousands of other displaced people, a boy of 10 named Ishmael and his family are temporarily sheltered in the tent cities. While a sheet and wooden poles can hardly be called a home, Ishmael and his family are focused more on food.
Food remains one of the critical needs for families like Ishmael.
Through Child Care Worldwide's family feeding program, they're feeding 2,000 individuals. But it's not just their stomachs being filled.
People are not just hungry for food. They are hungry for the food of Christ, the gospel, and they are coming to the Lord Jesus Christ in large, large numbers.
Join the family feeding program and fill hearts with Christ's words. You're listening to Mission Network News. Abe Clark is running across the entire United States. That's right, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. If he can raise $100,000, Living Water International can repair 500 incapacitated hand pumps for the people of Haiti. This week, Clark is running through Illinois and Indiana. He's hoping to reach Atlantic City, New Jersey by June 30th. Who will win the race to the finish line? Abe Clark, or donors who buy miles to provide water and share the gospel in Haiti? Meanwhile, more than 100 million Christians face unwarranted arrest, torture, and even execution around the world. Their crime? They're Christians. Now you can see their stories, says President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, through a new pilot television program called Undercover with Persecuted Christians.
Right now we're in discussions with about 5 Christian broadcast networks that'll be hosting the program, including, as you said, starting June 2nd at 8 p.m. on Cornerstone Television.
The first broadcast will focus on Iraqi Christians.
The General Secretariat of the Islamic Supporters in Iraq warned all Christians to leave the country immediately. And he said, there's no room for you, infidels. Our swords will be placed upon your necks.
Mueller says the ultimate hope is awareness.
From awareness, people will be moved to pray and to get involved, to use their voice and to use their resources to help persecuted Christians around the world.
TV listings can be found on our website. And campgrounds across the former Soviet Union, once used by communists to indoctrinate children with anti-God sentiments, are now being used to share Christ. Every summer, Russian ministries hold summer camps for at least 5,000 children across Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Chechnya, the Northern Caucasus, and Central Asia. There, kids hear about God's plan for their future and shelter from the storms of life. For $50, you can send one kid to camp. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Worshiping God is expected of every Christian. Sometimes it's difficult. MNN wants to make it easier with our exclusive E3 CD with your fiscal year-end gift. It features Chris Tomlin, Laura Story, Phillips Craig and Dean, and others singing songs that will encourage, energize, and equip you for worship. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.